Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD, and I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. So this is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this. But this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I am very, very pleased to have you with me. Hour number three. And just want to, again, encourage you, number one, share the program. Keep sharing. I can't tell you how grateful I am for all the sharing that you're doing. As a matter of fact, yesterday we had Kenneth McClinton, who is the CEO and chairman of TECN-TV, came on and awarded me as the most valuable broadcaster on the TECN-TV network. I'm very honored for that. And you, my viewers, are the reason for that. And we hit 49,000 viewers of our program on Monday. Just on Monday. 49,000 of you are watching this program on a daily basis. And our goal, I want to break 100,000. So every single person just tells a friend. That it's just that simple. If every one of you just simply says, hey, are you familiar with ChosenGenerationRadio.com? If you watch this program, it's so educational. They give you such great information. And then, if you would think about it, if you'd buy me a cup of coffee once a week, just buy me one cup of coffee once a month. Let's have a cup of coffee together. Would you treat me to a cup of coffee? It goes to a great cause. It helps support our radio ministry, but it also goes to feed orphans, to take care of our widows, and to provide food for our pastors and put freshwater wells in the ground in India. We have a huge ministry going on in India right now, and we have Sikh, unfortunately, that are killing Christians and have sworn to drive Christianity out of Punjab by whatever means necessary. They murdered Friday before last, or this past Friday, a member of the Hindu community, a leader in the community, shot him 5 times. We had our pastor's meeting on Saturday. I just put that up on Rumble. And, you know, we can be light in this darkness. We had 25 pastors who came, and they and their family had not eaten in a month. And they did not know that we were going to be able to provide them with support, and we did. 1,000 rupees. $12.50 will feed them for a month. $12.50. Three cups of coffee? Seriously. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Cash App, $PastorGreg, CGR. $PastorGregCGR at PastorGregCGR on Venmo. At PastorGregCGR. Or you can do, and Judy and I are going to talk about this because we want to talk about good health. Go to CGRwellness.com. Instead of buying those stupid multivitamins that you're buying at Walgreens or wherever that are doing you no good, that you're quite frankly crapping into the toilet, okay? Instead, get these great products that are right back here behind me that you can find at CGR Wellness that are actually going to help you to have good health so that you can fight back against, because as Dr. Judy's going to tell us right now, every single one of us, I'm 60 years old, I'll be 61 in April, I have been vaccinated. I didn't know. I had no idea what was in those. I thought they told me they were good. I got vaccinated in the military. I got vaccinated before I went to Africa. They told me I had to. They told me they were good. They lied to us. Dr. Judy, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Greg. Yes, they've been lying to us for a really long time. And I'm 64 years old, but and they inoculated most of us as you just said, and with things that never were safety tested, and we know that, especially for your listening audience, that was born after 1986, when all liability was removed from the pharmaceutical companies. That was when things got really dirty. So even though we now appreciate, even from Bobby Kennedy's movie and book, The Real Anthony Fauci, the documentary, we clearly show in there the respiratory syncytial virus, you know, came from the polio vaccines. That's how it got into humans from monkeys. And it just similar to simian virus 40, another monkey virus, the 40th monkey virus that was isolated or identified.
It's like Planet of the Apes, Dr. Judy.
Well, but again,
Dr. Zhivago, right? I mean, we're living Dr. Zhivago.
Well, yeah, but we the people are involved in important in our own it's our own decision.
Yes.
It's our own decision. So we, and in fact I was reading Hebrews today, and you know, I'm reading about Psalm 19:13, and Psalm 91, of course, which we sign our book, Plague of Corruption. When I autograph it, I use Psalm 91 because it's the scripture that says, abide in him. And throughout the Bible, yes, I see. I still need my coffee. It's still.
Yeah, this is my ultra shot that I just took.
Yeah.
My vibe that I just took. And my Resvante,
yeah.
The combination of the three.
Yeah, so you just got your morning fruits and vegetables and
superfoods and resveratrol and my vitamin B.
Right. So
sorry, you know, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was taking that shot and I thought I'd let people know what I was doing.
But what you're actually doing is you're actually abiding in him. You're abiding in Jesus. You're abiding biblically because you're eating and drinking God's food, you know, prepared in a way that is nourishing to your body. And in that part of scripture where I was reading about Jesus tempting Satan and the whole idea of Psalm 91, you have to abide in Jesus. That's the only psalm in the Bible that comes with that prerequisite. So when we abide and we don't live according to our own, we don't lean on our own understanding, and we literally live the scripture and know the scripture, then our health is good, our world is good. And
Amen.
And we've known in the last 3 years, especially, but really for the last 40 years, which I've been fighting, we've been manipulating, if you will, God's nature, God's viruses, God's microbiome,
right.
attempting to biohack, attempting to hack God's genome, and you know they can't do it without our permission. So abiding means no injection, no infection by injection, and no fear of anything but the Lord. That's the whole point when you obey the scripture. But so many people don't know the scripture. You know, and if they're ignorant, that's one thing, but it's presumption for God's people to presume that he's going to protect you, for provide protection, from consequences of deliberate and defiant acts of self-inflicted stupidity. You know, so I'm tired of the self-inflicted. I'm reading
Hebrew
commentary.
Yeah.
You know, even though sometimes in his mercy, he does protect us even from this.
Right.
And I liken that to the COVID shot where all of the ignorant people just kept listening to Tony Fauci as their God, as science, you know, when you know, literally we all know and we've all known for 40 years that Tony Fauci has been using these bioweapons called vaccines in order to exterminate. That's the word in the Webster Dictionary
right.
for vaccinate. Vaccinate means exterminate, folks. It does not mean immunize. It does not mean immunity according to God. What you just drank wow. is immunity according to God. So this is...
Well, and what I'm drinking now is what is referred to as ionized water. This is ionized water, and it's very, if you'd like to know more about this, reach out to me at chosengenerationradio.com. I'll be happy to talk to you about it, but you know, it is purified, remineralized, and then it goes through a very special process so that it is it has all the breakdowns, it has the antioxidants that are a part of it, and all that good stuff you need to soak your cells. It's so important that you're hydrated as well. Hydration is critical.
And the minerals, what you're saying is it makes the minerals bioavailable.
Yes.
So we all know one of the key essential amino acids that we don't even make in our body in a little bit is methionine. And methionine is a methyl donor. It comes from the soil. Well, biblically, we were supposed to rest the soil every year as we rest our bodies every seventh day, and biblically nobody does that, and so those minerals are depleted, not bioavailable. The water is poisoned with glyphosate, as we know, and cyanide, and you name it, other heavy metals. We've taken the hemp out of the soil. Lots going on there, and how they've been poisoning.
Right. We're going to take a quick break. More with Dr. Judy, and again, folks, encouraging you as well with things that you can do. How do you combat this? One of the ways is the stuff that I take at cgrwellness.com. This is the kind of stuff that you need to take to reverse what has been done to you, and in many instances what we've done to ourselves. Yes, out of ignorance, absolutely, but some willingly, and now we've got to stop it. Now we've got to stop it. Now we know the truth, and now we've got to act on that truth. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Share it with your friends, please. We'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nicotine products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers. And get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food-sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Dr. Judy Mikovits, therealdrjudy.com. Therealdrjudy.com is her website. Well, so, Dr. Judy, we were talking, about what do you do? Knowing that there has been this issue with the injections, the poisons that they've been putting into our bodies and forcing us, well, in some instances forcing, that was what the mandates were about, but especially if you're were a school-age child, at one point, they tried to force you to do it, unless your parents were, engaged in the process and would put their foot down and say, no, we're not going to inject our kids. That's not going to happen. Whatever waiver needs to be signed, what have you, we're going to sign it because we're not going to allow it to happen. We did that. With our kids. We said, no, we don't play the injection game because we had two of our children were vax injured.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's practically nobody on the planet that was born after all liability was removed and that no safety testing was done. So if everybody can get that into their head, since 1986, if you have any children, they're now adults, and since 1986, no safety testing was done. And we played the same game. We played the inject them with the disease-causing entities.
Yeah.
Don't test it. Don't ask. Don't tell. And then they're not liable. But there were laws. People don't realize that there were laws. That this, the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, is not a voluntary reporting system that the patient who's injured, the victim of the injury, has to file. The VAERS, according to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the VAERS is required by law for any doctor and every doctor to fill out any accident, even one so simple as a rash. Because a rash is an adverse reaction. So if a baby has a rash or develops eczema after shots, they should never get another shot. That's an injury, and they're susceptible to more injury. So again, there are consequences to, you know, to 30 years of defiant acts of self-inflicted stupidity. Now, in our case in the United States of America, that was a defiant act of willful murder by Tony Fauci and company. Those are crimes against humanity. These people are not of God. They're a cult called Scientism. And that's what we've been working on the last 3 years as people have been awakened to sudden adult death as they tolerated sudden infant death for 40 years and blamed
the parents.
They blamed the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Shaken baby syndrome, sudden infant death. One only needs to learn Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's story, where she actually believed that lie for a hot second back in the 80s and 90s, and then she spent her entire life since she discovered the truth. Well, that's what we're seeing and fighting that and teaching people and trying to wake people up.
And now, folks, get this. So we went from SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, and now in order to try to explain away the net results, because we're 35 years out from 1986, so we've got this entire group of people. Think about it. Anyone basically from about, I don't know, anyone from zero to age now, right? Anybody born now, anybody alive now, but you go back to 1986, you're talking about 35 years. Go back about another 10 or 15 years beyond that, and you're talking about people in their 50s right now, okay? Every single person, myself included, has had one of these injections.
Yeah, and many people have had reactions. You know, I've had lifelong bronchiolitis that I thought was because of the obstructive airway disease, being born premature, the lungs are the last developed, and I'm an identical twin, so we're not quite sure how that split there, and I don't understand. Nobody understands that, but at any rate, that I always thought it was genetic that we, you know, from that we had chronic lung disease, chronic cough, chronic bronchiolitis. Well, when my mom was killed by the flu and Prevnar shot and Eliquis, and I keep saying this, where they're bleeding people out with untested drugs and your doctor gives it away like candy as they create the disease. That's where we are now. But after my mom died in 2019 from 6 years of suffering after 2012, after I got out of jail, the doctor bullied her into the influenza and Prevnar shot, calling it the flu shot. Very soon, you're going to get flu, influenza, RSV, COVID. They're just going to keep shooting you.
All right. And folks, a big part of the answer that will help you, go to CGRwellness.com. CGRwellness.com and start purifying your system and feeding your body with naturopathic means to help your body combat what has gone in. And don't get any more of these injections.
No injections, no shots.
And you can get more information at therealdrjudy.com. We've got to jump. We're out of time. Dr. Judy, as always, blessings. Love you. Thank you so very much. We're going to take a break. Ward Connerly back with us on the other side. You're watching ChildrenGenerationRadio.com and listening to ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. Back with more coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, it is Thursday, the day before Veterans Day. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. We'll kick things off tomorrow with CGR Wellness, by the way. Tim Sheff and our CGR Wellness will be talking about that. If you've got any particular thing you'd like us to talk about, any particular health concern, be sure and email me at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com, PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Then we'll be talking about veterans stuff. Jennifer London will be with us, Dr. Jennifer London, author of Ever Vigilant, Leadership and Legacy by the Executive Chair of CACI. And that was her, let me see, I believe it was her husband, Jack. Jack London, Dr. J. Philip Jack London, who was, anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow on the program. Also, tomorrow on the program, we'll have, Representative, talking about the abortion issue and how we probably should have stuck with that in the election. I don't know. I'm thinking. But I want to welcome to the program right now a gentleman who has fought the good fight to overturn affirmative action, fought for equality, and fought for American conservatism, true American patriotic, constitutional, biblical conservatism. Ward Connerly joins me. Ward, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, my brother. It's good to be with you as always.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Well, we had a great conversation last night, and looking forward to a great conversation today. It's interesting. I had Senator Ted Harvey on earlier. We were looking at some of the net results. You know, Tuesday night, it looked like kind of a bit of a big problem. Now, Wednesday, things seem to get a little bit better. As it sits right now, if we win the runoff in Georgia with Herschel Walker, we will get control of the Senate, and it does look like we are going to have the majority in the House. And in fact, even Lauren Boebert, who was, you know, way down on Tuesday night, is only, as of right now, 64 votes out, and what's left to be counted are ultra-conservative small counties on the northwest face of the Colorado Rockies. So, from what Ted said, and he's in Colorado, he said, it looks like Lauren Boebert is going to pull things out. But we still, Ward, we shouldn't be in a nail biter here with all of the bad stuff that our country's facing and with the majority of people being polled saying the country's headed in the wrong direction, and yet they voted in the same people who have put us in the wrong direction, or so it seems.
Well, this has been the most consequential, the most volatile election in my young 83-year-old career. And I've gone through Jim Crow and everything, trying to decide as a country how are we going to handle the transition from segregation to integration. But Pastor Greg, this has been one for the ages. And I am not surprised by the result that we have, because we knew it was a divided country. We knew that, in my opinion, the progressives, and that's really what we're talking about, not just Democrats, but progressive ideology, that they were probably better equipped in messaging than we were. We don't acknowledge that readily, but in my view, that is the reality. When you are the incumbent, you're able to lay out the agenda and you're able to get your message across. And when you have a complicit media,
yeah,
and you have no one as the incumbent on your side, it's difficult to lay out that message. And so we have been confronted with a situation in which the establishment progressives have been able to portray this election one way or the other. In my view, if you get 50% plus one, you won. Doesn't matter that it wasn't the red wave you were expecting, because these are different times. And there's not going to be that overwhelming victory because people vote the party line.
Yeah.
And this was, in fact, a tale of two elections. One before Election Day, which we don't have anymore, and
right,
the other after Election Day.
Yeah.
So I'll shut up for a moment and let you...
No. Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question, and that just kind of has come into my conscience, into my thought process, and I try to let God kind of lead the way here. But I'm curious, and you know, in your advanced young age, I'm going to bring up a name of somebody that has had or had a significant, I believe, a significant influence in these kinds of times and in these, you know, elections and so on. And I'm talking about the Golden Mike. I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh. Rush passed away this last year, and his voice was getting less prominent because of the health challenges that he was facing. And there have been some pretended challengers to try to, or individuals, I don't know, people tried to bring up, they thought Charlie Kirk could be the guy, or Dan Bongino could be the guy, or whatever. But how much damage do you think, how much of a void is out there in the really big, broader, national, EIB-type network picture that was Rush Limbaugh?
That was a huge loss. There is no one who even comes close to commanding the attention, the respect that Rush had. I was on his show numerous times, and I would not have had the success that I had, Pastor Greg, in 9 different states and bringing the issue of race preferences to the attention of Americans without Rush. I just couldn't have done it. That was the first show I appeared on, and it was the one that gave me visibility to propagate my view. And there's just nobody, Dan or Charlie Kirk, they're a shadow of Rush, and I don't say that disrespectfully.
Understood.
Yeah. But there's no replacement to Rush.
All right, let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break and then come back, because I think that that's a topic that needs to be discussed and developed, and then, you know, what do we do about it? We'll be back right after this. Ward Connerly is my guest. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to the Chosen Generation Radio Show.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Moment.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Ward Connerly, and truly an icon in the affirmative action and in equality and in fighting for true patriotic and fighting also in academia for truth when it comes to understanding minorities, people of color, and the necessity for us to unify and truly embody our founder's vision, all men are created equal. Equal. Ward, we were talking about Rush Limbaugh as we went into that break, and I had felt compelled to bring his name up, not knowing your connection and relationship, but obviously that was divinely inspired because you mentioned being on his program and the influence that had and assistance that had in bringing affirmative action to a national audience. Please continue.
Well, the giant platform in my life during that period, and I was spending 12 to 18 hours a day, I tell you, on this issue, going state to state. We succeeded in 10 of those states. Lost one, but narrowly, that was Colorado. But talk radio, without talk radio, it never would have happened, Pastor Greg. And talk radio was the giant. And within that giant was Rush Limbaugh. We don't have that kind of communications framework any longer. There is no longer a huge mega voice. There are many other voices, you among them, that can help to define where we go as a country and where conservatism goes and how it's propagated. There is no single replacement to Rush Limbaugh to a large extent because the structure of our society has changed so much. Of course, Fox News is a giant among networks. It is the gold standard for the most part on television, but even there, it's not the same as a Rush Limbaugh. There are also a lot of podcasts that are very, very important for bringing together 50,000, 100,000, 25,000 here and there, and they are excellent. And so I think we're going to have to craft, for those of us who are movement people, we have to craft a framework of the outstanding ones and support them. And I think I've been on 10 of them in the last 90 days, and I can see the evidence of those appearances. But bringing that back to your original question, We didn't lose on Tuesday. It was an outstanding victory, candidly, considering what we were up against. Just because you don't win the World Series doesn't mean that you didn't have a good season. And I think that the fact that we did not have a leader within the conservative movement was a major, major liability. But from these ashes, I can see that we're headed in the right direction, and we're going to win. We're going to win. The real issue that we were facing on Tuesday was the fact that Senator Bernie Sanders, during his two attempts to gain the presidency, ran on a theme that he wanted to transform America. In quotes.
Yeah.
With Senator Sanders, the progressive movement was a vehicle to alter the federal government and how it spends money, to alter what they call white supremacy, and to invoke equity. And Biden has been on an equity binge for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped that. We stopped it. And if he has any brain at all, he is going to move in a different direction with regard to race. And if the Supreme Court gives us the right decision, we're back on the track of equality. And the founders understood that, Pastor Greg. Equality has to be the foundation of this country. It was in 1776, and it is now. And we have reaffirmed that.
And it's leveling that playing field and creating that equality, defining how that looks, and I believe reasserting the rights of the people and diminishing the powers of an overarching administrative state and federal government is a huge piece of that puzzle. And understanding, our absolute necessity. It's interesting. There's a whole lot of buzz this morning and last night about democracy, and here you have these supposed conservative outlets talking about, democracy hasn't died. Well, I wish democracy would die, because we're not a democracy.
Right.
Let the stinking democracy die, for goodness sakes, folks. We are a constitutional republic, and that gives us more power. They want us to believe that being a democracy is what empowers the people, and it doesn't. It steals your power, it steals your rights, and it gives all of the rights and all of the power to an overarching, quote-unquote, federal government, which I would suggest to us is not a government at all, but a bunch of authoritative tyrants, period.
Amen. Now, I go in a slightly different direction than you on that issue. Policy is very nuanced. How we arrive at policy is very nuanced. We are not a constitutional democracy. We're a constitutional republic that arrives at positions using democratic small d principles. And when they applaud democracy not being dead, I say, you're right. Amen. Now, I want you to live within the framework of that democracy and give those of us who are conservative the same access, members of the press, to the public that you give others in this democracy. So I don't quarrel with them when they say, when they talk about our democracy. Yeah, it's our democracy, and we have as much right to it as you do. And you have been denying us that right by your conduct.
Yeah, it's that my challenge, and this was something that I think Rush talked about a lot, is words and defining those words and what those words mean. And the left is very good at stealing definitions and redefining. I mean, for goodness sakes, it's what they're doing to our children. They're saying you're no longer boys and girls. You're just, I don't know, a blob of something until you decide what it is that you want your body to be. Wow. All right, we've run right out of time. Ward Connerly has been my guest. These are things that we really need to be thinking about as we move forward and as we take back our country. We, the people, in order to form a more perfect union, governed by consent, and voting for people who understand that they are servants of the people, not lords over it. Final thoughts, Ward, to you.
Well said, my friend.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break until tomorrow. Remember, at the end of the day, before God, we're going to have to answer for all this because he's given us a great nation. Let's keep it that way. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.